It's Tuesday, June 24, 2025.
Some 200 million Americans could face dangerous and life-threatening conditions.
Summer heat dome broils most of the U.S. Climate change will hammer the food supply, new study warns. Plus,
the math is unforgiving.
The window for limiting warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius is closing.
All of that unforgiving math and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Yes, it was sad this week that ICE agents were rounding up migrants picking fruit in Fresno, but foreign invaders can't just waltz into this country and steal the American dream of backbreaking manual labor in Fresno, where it's going to be 102 next week. So, hey, American kids who just got a marketing degree from Penn State, good news. There's opening now in the exciting field of field work.
Hey, that's great news. Come on out, MAGA. Don't forget your real ID. You're going to need it after you pass out, and they need to identify you in the hospital. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, a monster heat wave looks like it's set for much of the country over the next week or so. So welcome to summer.
Yes, indeed. Buckle up. A heat dome is stalled over the U.S., bringing extreme searing heat and unusually high tropical levels of stifling humidity to more than 200 million Americans across the U.S., with temperatures pushing 100 degrees or higher, stressing the nation's electric grid, and with little relief for people to cool off at night, compounding the danger. Extreme heat is the deadliest form of extreme weather in the United States. It's particularly dangerous for low-income households that can't afford to run air conditioners, even as the Trump administration has dismantled life-saving assistance programs that help them pay their energy bills. And yes, it is man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels. Studies show that man-made global warming has made heat waves hotter, larger, longer, and more frequent. And heat domes used to be rare, but they now occur three times more frequently than in the 1960s.
Cool. Something to think about over the next week while you're sweltering inside.
The extreme heat is even disrupting Major League Baseball games. Over the weekend, players for the Cincinnati Reds and Seattle Mariners required emergency medical treatment on the field as temperatures hit 95 degrees.
Really?
In science, a new study warns that humanity's greenhouse gas emissions are accelerating and on track to hit a key threshold within the next 3 years. The report projects that by 2028, society will have emitted enough greenhouse gases from the burning of oil, gas, and coal to have a greater than 50-50 chance that the world will be locked in and committed to 1.5 degrees Celsius of long-term warming over pre-industrial levels. 1.5 is the internationally agreed upon limit in the Paris Climate Agreement.
Hey, it's a 50-50 chance. Maybe it won't happen.
Yes, but it is not likely. Overshooting means even more frequent and intense extreme heat waves, droughts, wildfires, and storms. But every fraction of a degree of warming we can avoid will make a big difference, says study co-author Dr. Michael Mann in an interview with the BBC.
So at this point, The challenge is to reduce carbon emissions as quickly as we can to avert ever worse impacts, like the ones we're seeing play out this summer in real time in Europe, in the UK, and here in the United States.
Yes.
We are moving away from fossil fuels, but we're not doing so fast enough to avert some of these very dangerous potential thresholds.
In other news, a sweeping new analysis published in the journal Nature projects that rising global temperatures will hammer food crops across the world, including alarming impacts in the United States. The researchers warn that warming will cut yields of key crops like rice, wheat, soy, and corn in half by the end of this century. The lead researcher warned, quote, if the climate warms by 3 degrees, that's basically like everyone on the planet giving up breakfast. Mm. The world is currently on track for around 3 degrees Celsius of warming by the end of this century.
Yikes.
In other news, the Trump administration's bombing of three nuclear sites in Iran has not released any radiation outside those facilities, according to the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, who said that even if missile strikes should hit nuclear materials, he believes it would be unlikely to cause widespread radiation or a large-scale nuclear disaster.
I can't believe that's the best news we've had on this report so far.
Finally, a bit of better news.
We'll see.
In that massive power outage across Spain and Portugal in April, the nation's grid operator issued a report saying that renewables did not cause the blackout, contrary to right-wing media claims. It was caused by old grid equipment failures and poor planning for the spike in demand.
There you go. Some good news that no one other than GNR listeners will likely ever hear about.
True.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.